Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Tell y'all some things that I do on the morning. I go to Sunday school. I listen at it. I listen to it diligently. And I love to sometimes charm in, and sometimes I talk too much. Y'all know that. Those of y'all that know I talk too much, raise your hand. And the reason is I got folk who give online, and when I get off of Sunday school, I have to go check to see if there's someone who has given online so I can make that report and get it to our finance folk. Yes. And then after that, I'm trying to get out of the house because, let me tell you, time is flying now. Yes, hey, I don't know about y'all. I can, young folks don't look like time moving, but when you get old, time flies. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lee. Sister Lee has the next Bible study. She's going to have those in the vestibule. So please, those who don't have one, that's for the next one. It's going to pick up from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 15,
yeah,
and going all the way through to 21, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves me correctly. That's going to be that lesson. But I told Deacon Sewell that I was going to afford him an opportunity this morning, and I don't want him to preach. I don't want him to take up too much time. Amen. I want him to come and give his brief comments that he was going to give this morning, on the telephone. Amen.
I just want to praise say good God. Morning. I know I missed Sunday school, but I had something to say. And Deacon Robinson, now y'all know he's pretty long-winded when he's... when he does talk. But I want to say is that defending our faith, God set the perfect example on dying on the cross,
mm-hmm,
by me saying that we all should see the same thing that he see: love, kind, and happiness. Mm-hmm. And what I want to read, it came to me last Sunday, Pastor Martin preached Psalm 34. Mm. I just want to read it. I will bless the Lord at all times, mm-hmm, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, mm-hmm, and let us exalt his name. If we do that and continue to be humble, we are together. Uh-huh. We would defend our faith.
Amen. Amen. I told him not to be too long. He was already 2 minutes over what I told him. Those of you all who teach and teach Sunday school, and when you get to teaching or when you get to preaching, folks say you're long-winded and all that. But when you are talking, when you have the Spirit of God feeding your mind, praise God, there's sometimes you want to shoot and shut it off. But man, let me tell you, there's sometimes you can tell it. But I have learned over my days, And you can't tell it all. You just can't not tell it all, not at one time. Give them a bit right now, and then give them another bit next week, and give them another bit next week, and then praise God like that, you'll soon get it. Choir, are y'all ready to sing?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give this choir a round of applause as they come.
Amen.
And I promise y'all, I won't be long today. Amen.
Amen.
to see. Has anybody been like that? And when Jesus got to where he was, he said, Lord, all you have to do is lay your hands on me. Somebody might want to need that today. And when he laid his hand, when he laid his hands on him, he received a sight, and he said, Lord, do it. Lord. Lord, do it. I know, you're a burden bearer, heart fixer, mind regulator, what you do. You know what it is. Do it for me.